Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. We've got a great episode in store for you all today. We have the very lovely, the one and only, Taj, how do I say your last name? Is it Hawkins?
Hawkins.
Is it Hawkins?
Hawkins.
I know, that was kind of more just to play a dig at Jared because he always asks guests how to pronounce their very obvious last names. Taj Hawkins is joining us here in the internet studio. Welcome, Taj. How are you? It's good to see you. You look great.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're stoked to have you. Once I saw the email that we landed you, I was like, no way. We just hit the jackpot.
I got to come on and talk to you guys. See what's,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
What's been going on.
So we just kind of talked about it a little bit. For the listeners out there that don't know, Taj was on Paradise. Was it season 6 and season 7?
Yep. The last two seasons.
The last two. Are we going to see you on season 8?
You will not see me on season 8. I skipped out this year.
Dang it. Well, maybe season 9, I guess. We'll see.
We'll see.
So Taj and I were on season 6 together, even though I was there for a very short amount of time. You were there for also a short amount of time, I think, right?
Very short. Like, you blinked and I was already gone.
And what was your season 7 experience like compared to that?
I feel like it was definitely a lot longer.
That's good.
But I really got some time on the beach, and so it was a wild ride, to say the least.
My favorite Taj memory is when it was 95 degrees and 100% humidity and Taj is in the pool eating spaghetti, screaming at producers.
I can't do it. The heat down there is atrocious.
Spaghetti,
yeah,
in the pool?
It's pretty bad.
It's my idea of a good time.
Was it red sauce with spaghetti?
It was. Classic Italian.
That sounds pretty good. No,
look, Taj isn't going to skimp on the spaghetti if she's going to eat it in the pool in Mexico, all right?
Ever.
I do remember, yeah, I can't remember exactly what it was, but I just remember, I remember watching it back. It was the best part for me, but, so what's up with you now, Taj? You're living in Denver, you're a real estate agent.
Yeah, in Denver, living the real estate life and grind out here, helping people buy and sell homes. So
Kaylin and I are in the market to buy a house around the Denver area.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
yeah.
Denver's a great place.
Denver is a great place, but you own a house outside Vegas. You are also renting in LA. Now you guys are thinking about buying another property in Denver?
No, we're going to drop the rental in LA. I think we're over it.
You're over it. Is Kaylin over it? That's more of the question.
It's just like we're paying $3,000 a month for a tiny apartment that we never spend any time in. So it just doesn't make sense for us. We're just we're just hemorrhaging money basically with it. So we want to build equity in something else. And we love Colorado. She's been out there a few times. But I don't know. We're trying to figure out where it's going to be. We want to be in the mountains somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's like kind of expensive to be in the mountains out there right now.
It is. Well, I'll have my people call your people and see how I can help you out.
Yeah, that would be great. Hook us up with something nice. Give us like a 50% discount. That's all we ask for.
I got you.
Okay, so you're in Denver. You're working as a real estate agent. What part of town do you live in?
So I'm in downtown Denver, like Five Points uptown area, near Rhino, Lohi. Like it's all a great area.
Nice. I follow that exactly, but it's just funny. I'm sure someone listening to that that's never been to Denver is like, what is she saying right now?
Yeah.
Low Doe, but low high, Rhino.
Yep. River North, you know, all these crazy names for parts of town.
Yeah. Jared, I want to pivot real quick because this just came to my mind looking at your beautiful face. I haven't seen you in a while. Taj, are you watching Bachelor in Paradise this year?
I am. I'm keeping up.
And what did you think of Jared's co-starring role this past episode?
Big co-star.
I thought you and Ashley did a great job.
Oh,
I think,
thank you. We had like four lines.
Bachelor Nation, mom and dad on the beach. I think it was like helpful, right? Like everyone who gets down there, they're like, I want what, you know, all these couples have. And so I think it was a good example for people who were on the beach.
Well, that's very sweet of you to say. They don't want what we had today. We're putting this stupid rug underneath the bed. I had to get my dad over, and Ashley's trying to help out because she wants this rug desperately underneath our bed frame. But our bed frame, we have like the Tempur-Pedic, which is so nice, and we get to like elevate and things like that. But I was like, let's not put a rug underneath because I like the hardwood floors, but she wanted the rug. And then we were going back and forth, and this thing was so frustrating because everything we had to lift in parts, and then the couch we have is the exact same thing. It's a long story. But Ashley is always like, can you do that? Can you do this? Can you do that? And I totally understand why she has to do this. But like, obviously with work and I'm not feeling well, and it's very stressful. Anyway, just like total marriage problems right there. But going down to Paradise, it was quite fun going down. And like the coolest part was, well, not the coolest part, but one of the coolest parts was being able to go down there and then witness all the drama happening without being involved in the drama. We were having our popcorn, watching everything go down with no stress. We were so excited anytime a new cast member would come in, because we just wanted more to watch. It was fun. It was cool. And there was a preview next week with our date where we go jet skiing, which is a lot of fun. There was a quick clip of me on a jet ski. So that was fun. And it was weird. It was, I guess I won't talk about it yet because it doesn't air till next week. But it was definitely weird and wonderful all at the same time. And that's about it.
It's a lot to unpack there. There's a couple things I want to touch on. I love how the first thing you mentioned, I love how it's, yeah, I didn't want a rug, but Ashley wanted a rug.
So anyway,
fast forward to us putting the rug in.
Yeah. It doesn't matter because I don't care. There are certain things that I want to partake in. So for example, when we're putting the family room together, she puts everything together and then she's like, do you like these pillows? I said, yeah, they're fine. She's like, well, I don't want something that you think is just fine. I want something that you like. And I said, okay, I like these. She says, well, that doesn't fit with our scheme. Well, then I don't care. If the ones that I actually like don't fit the overall scheme of the family room and I can't get them, then get ones that you like. And as long as I'm okay with them, I'm fine with it. So anyway, then true story, went to Home Goods. This was like 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. Can't remember. Went to Home Goods. She says, Jared, I want you to pick out. Oh, it was Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby. That's right. Went to Hobby Lobby. And it was a big Saturday. Went to Hobby Lobby and we went to the Halloween store and Home Depot. It was a lot.
Wow.
Fast forward. We're in Hobby Lobby. She says, Jared, I want you to pick out anything you want. It's going to go in the family room and it's going to be yours. I said, great. I'm looking around. I'm pushing Dawson in the cart. I come across this canvas map. It's a map of the world. It's black and white. It looks a little
like this?
Similar to that. Yes, similar to that, but it was more beige. It looked more of
like a pirate's map.
Like a pirate's map. Marks the spot. And I wanted it. I wanted to put it up in the family room. So I brought it over to Ash and said, here we go. This is what I want. I think it's going to look really good in the corner underneath a little cabinet that we have. It's going to look great. She just stares at me for a good 2 to 3 seconds with the fake smile. I know Ashley well enough to know when she's faking a smile. She goes, that's nice. and I said, do you, if you don't, I mean, I want this, but if it's going to, you know, ruin your life, then I don't want it. And she goes, I just don't think I'd be able to look at that every day and not be bothered by it. And I said, okay, well, I guess we're not getting it. So long story short, we did not get the map. And then she got something that she said, I'm going to love. It's very fallish. I said, yeah, I don't care. But then she gets mad because I don't get enthusiastic about the things that she picks out. And I say, Ashley, I like them. I'm fine with it. I don't have an opinion. But if the things that I like are not allowed up, then I'm not going to have, then I'm going to be fine with everything else. And that's totally fine by me. But don't get mad at me if I'm just fine about it and I'm not enthusiastic about it. So that's my story right there.
Well, for the record, I'm sure you already know this, but that's literally to a T exactly how Kaylin and I's relationship works, where she wants me to be involved in the decision-making process, but whenever I'm involved, I make the wrong decisions, and then she just goes with whatever she wants anyways.
Yep,
which I appreciate, because I'm in the same boat as you. Like, I literally couldn't care less.
Does Kaylin get mad when you say, oh, that's fine? And she says, well, I want you to like it more than just being fine about it. And then I say, okay, well, I like this more. And then she says,
she thinks anything less than me opening the front door and screaming about how great it is, that it's not as good as she wants.
Does she put up things that you don't notice and gets mad when you don't notice it?
I don't think I've experienced that yet.
Oh my God. I walk through the front door. I'm home for 10 minutes after working. Ashley goes, you didn't say anything about the pumpkins outside. And I said, oh, there's pumpkins outside. And I go outside and the pumpkins are on the front deck. And I said, oh, they're nice. She goes, you don't like them. You didn't even notice them. And I said, no, I like them. They're nice. They're on the corner. I was focused in getting in the house. I didn't look at the pumpkins on the front porch. They're very nice. Please don't add stress to my life.
Taj, what's your thoughts on all this?
I know. Taj, see, this is, you don't want to be in a relationship.
No, okay. Look. You guys are making me question it for sure. No, I think that anytime, like, just nod your head, say yes, you know, keep it copacetic. That's like my policy for sure.
Taj, would you rather go to Hobby Lobby with a significant other and just argue about what's going to be bolted to the wall, or be in a pool eating spaghetti with red sauce?
I would pick the pool and sketty all day.
I might pick the pool and sketty today. Today's the day I pick the pool and the sketty.
Yeah, not a bad choice. My big thing right now, Jared, is I'm doing a lot of backyard work, and Kaylin and I went to the nursery the other day to pick up plants and stuff, and we like disagree on some things, but whenever I go shopping for something, I'm always like, I walk in, I see something I'm like, okay, that's what I'm gonna get. She's different because she'll go in and she'll see something and she'll be like, okay, I like this, mental note. And then she'll walk around and see something else, I like this, mental note. And then she does two laps around the store and figures out exactly which one she likes the most. And then she can't make up her mind between her top three favorite things. I just think that's just like a fundamental difference between guys and girls. You know, guys want to go and make snappy decisions. Girls want to take their time and weigh all the options.
Yeah.
Not to generalize, but.
And it's funny because we'll go into a store, make a quick decision and say, hey, I like this one. This is good. And then, of course, your significant other will say, well, you didn't look around. And it's like, okay, let's look around. What always happens? You always circle back to the first thing you pick.
Item, always.
Yeah. And I don't want to be, if I don't know what I'm missing out on, then I don't have to be stressed out about what potentially I might have missed out on. You know what I mean?
You never knew it existed.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partick Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous.
Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So you were down there for like a while. You weren't down there just for like a day and saying hi to, like, you spent time down in paradise, it seems like.
Oh yeah, we spent three nights I think down actually in paradise. It was nice. They gave us the boom boom room, so we had AC, we had our own bathroom. Total game changer. It was so nice. Felt so grateful being down there. Plus, because we weren't part of the cast and we weren't bringing drama, we got to wake up at 9:30, 10. I would stroll down. You know how there's, you guys know this, there are two ways to get from where we live on Paradise to where the pool is, where you get all the food, drinks, so on and so forth. You can walk across the beach, which is what Cass has to do, or there's a back way that producers use, and it's a back, you know, you use it anytime you need to do an interview. We got to use that whenever we wanted. So I'd wake up, walk through the back down to the pool area, grab some iced coffees, walk back to the bedroom. Ashley and I would hang out for a while. We'd go down to the pool, then get mic'd up and just start asking questions. And then it would be great because I felt like we were facilitating some producer questions, which is what Ashley and I exactly wanted to do. You're like, well, how are you guys feeling? Yeah. What's going on? What's going on with you? Do you think you guys are headed in the right direction? Are you falling in love? Do you think you're going to give her a rose? Are you confused at all? Do you think you're going to get a rose? Do you think you're going to go home? How do you feel? What's your game plan for going into the rose ceremony? Because right now you don't have a rose. It was fun.
So what was your impression of all the cast members that you met?
They're great.
Like, who is your favorite? Who did you like the least? Give us some juicy tea here. Me and Taj need some juicy tea.
We got to know.
So you both been watching, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon and Serene are just as picture perfect couple in person as you would imagine. Both so sweet. So sweet. I love Casey. Tall. Has the beard.
I don't remember him at all. Is he from an older season?
No, I can't remember.
He is cute. He's got like the silver fox look to him.
He's also very smart and so funny. Has such a dry sense of humor. Loved hanging out with Casey because he's a little bit older. He was a little bit more jaded, which, you know, going into this process, I'm jaded as well because so many people were worried about like, oh God, like they're going to, you know, for example, Jill, who I love so much. Jill lives in Rhode Island. She's fantastic. She was very concerned.
Lives in Rhode Island.
Yeah. Wow. I thought I told this story on the podcast. The first night Audrey's, our coffee shop was open, coffee shop and lounge, I was bartending and it was absolutely freaking slammed. Thank God. And this girl came in, she ordered a drink, and then she leaned over to me as I was making drinks, and she was trying to say something. Full transparency, thought she was a fan, just trying to say hi. And I was like, huh? I'm sorry, what? And she goes, I'm on this season of The Bachelor. And I said, shut the hell up. And then obviously it was Jill, and we talked for a while, and she's so wonderful. So going into Paradise and then on Paradise, Jill was so concerned that she was going to look crazy and she was going to be crying all the time and doing all these faces. And I said, listen, Jill, keep doing that. Whenever you feel like you're going to cry. Just go over the top. People are going to love you. You're going to be so relatable. Just be yourself. Don't be concerned about how you're going to look. And I promise only good things will come from it. And hopefully I'm right. So far, I feel like we're right. But Jill's amazing. Casey's amazing. Who else is down there? I can't even. Johnny, I didn't really get to know. So Johnny and Victoria, both very nice, very nice, but just very quiet, kept to themselves. So I didn't really get to know them as well. Logan was fine. He was like very nice, but there was like, I don't remember anything about Logan. I gotta be honest. Very nice, but like Casey, I remember so funny, such a great dry sense of humor. Lace is just insane in the most wonderful way possible. Love Lace. Jacob was so nice, so outgoing, like very down to earth. And just like, just crazy. Who else is like a prominent character? Why am I forgetting all these people?
I feel like you're forgetting Mike, Sierra.
Oh, Michael A. God, yeah, I love Michael A. He's the best. Michael, well, when we got down there, Michael and Sierra were a thing, like are a thing.
Mm.
They were already in a relationship, and that was such a curveball because I just didn't see them together. But then Sierra is so, I don't want to say sweet because she is so sweet, but it almost feels like it's not.
She's genuine.
She's genuine, but she's also just so endearing. Like she cares, you know, when you're talking to, you know how you talk to someone and you feel like they're actually invested in what you're saying? That's Sierra. And it was refreshing seeing someone like that. Michael's the man. Michael A is just, he's just, Dean, it would be like, we would want to grab a beer and play 18 holes with Michael A. He's just that guy. He fits in perfectly. Justin is, again, another guy with a super dry sense of humor. So funny. Love Justin. Aaron is fantastic. Aaron hilarious. Is so funny. He's so funny. I don't understand why they don't show more of his funny side. He's like, he made fun of himself. He told me he wasn't coming to Audrey's until we get protein powder. So I got to get protein powder in the coffee shop.
Was that like a recruiting mission for you while you were down there, was to see how many of these contestants you can get on your good side enough to get to come to Audrey's for
1,000%.
Watching
I said, hey, you guys are very nice, but do you mind if I use and abuse you and try to sell as much tickets to my coffee shop as possible? Yeah, no, I mean, it was, I'd love to have every single one of them down there. Genevieve's so sweet too. She's so sweet. She's very much like Ashley.
Genevieve, it's so funny you mentioned that because every time Genevieve is on screen, I lean over to Kayla and I'm like, she reminds me so much of Ashley every single time.
Yeah.
Like their faces are like almost identical.
Yeah. And they cry very similar.
I don't know. Yeah. They cry very similar. Taj, if you were on Paradise this year, who would you be interested in?
Oh, who would I be interested in? I feel like that's such a tough question. I think that there are some really great guys down on the beach. Like Casey definitely caught my eye when I watched him, and let's see, I know that there's like a few. Rodney just hit the beach.
Oh yeah,
he's a great looking guy, has a great personality, so yeah, that's who I would be eyeing if I were on the beach right now.
Casey and Rodney, gotcha.
Yeah,
Rodney seems to be a little bit of a bachelor in paradise right now. He's a hot commodity.
Yeah, well, when you're that hot, it's easy to be a hot commodity, I guess.
Fair point.
It's so interesting because this year is the first, maybe it's not the first year, but it's probably, I mean, obviously, I guess this makes sense. It's the furthest we've been removed from any of the cast members that are on the show. So like in years past, if we were to watch the show, which I normally wouldn't, but I would watch it because I like seeing my friends in funny situations. This is the first season since my very first show, probably, where I have zero connection to any of the people on the beach. So it's like, I'm tuning in just for the whole scope of the show. I'm not necessarily tuning in to watch someone cry or like someone that I know personally, like embarrass themselves.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. It's kind of, I don't love it for this, like for the sake that I'm like less invested in it, I guess, but it is a lot of fun to watch still. I don't know. I still feel like the show's kind of like not going downhill. It's just taken a weird turn in the past, like 3 or 4 years.
Also,
you know, like it's so much different than it used to be. I don't know. Like, I honestly think once Alon left, things just kind of changed quite a bit. Not for better or for worse, I guess, but I just have noticed it's a significant shift in just kind of the way everything is put out there. But yeah, I don't know. But Taj, are you single in Denver right now? Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah, I'm super single. I suck at dating.
Well,
what do you suck most at?
I... I think for me, I am such a hard worker and have a very strong work ethic that I just, at this point, I'm like, I don't even know if I have the time to like go grab a drink or go grab dinner with someone because I'm just so invested and focused on myself and really building out my life for myself. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm like, we gave the show, you know, a shot. I'm like going to throw these dating apps in the trash. So we'll see. I don't know.
Have you been going on dates?
I haven't. I feel like I'm just going to like focus on myself and just meet people organically. Denver is known for like the guy to girl ratio, but honestly, like the quality of men out here just like aren't checking off any boxes for me. So I'm just going to sit tight and see how things unfold on the dating scene. But I'm a hopeless romantic, so I haven't given up. I just,
well, nor should you.
We're going to put it on the back burner for a little bit.
Well, Taj, you're beautiful, hardworking. I can't imagine that your struggles come from a lack of interest. So that means that, like you said, there's probably a lot of guys out there that just aren't meeting your
caliber.
Caliber, exactly. What you need. So what are you looking for in a guy?
I'm looking at someone who can match my energy when it comes to their work ethic and like having goals in life. I feel like a lot of guys don't have goals for themselves. They're like, yeah, I'm just bumming around, like chilling. And I'm like, but what are you working towards? And they're like, nothing. And I'm like, that does not work for me.
Yeah.
You're going to need to be like working towards something in your own life. Even whether that's like sports or, you know, I want to go snowboarding or skiing every weekend. Like, that's great. I like to go on hikes. Like, you got to have something that you're ambitious or passionate about. And I think that that's like the main thing that I'm looking for. So,
yeah, got to have some drive. I will echo the fact that the dating pool in Denver is pretty sparse. Even as a guy, I noticed the other guys, I was like, man, it would suck to be a girl here because a lot of these guys are just not cool.
I was actually thinking about this earlier today because I find myself that I try to, I mean, not lately. I haven't been going to the gym a lot, which makes me feel self-conscious, but I try to keep myself as appealing as possible. I shower, I clean up, you know, I try to stay in shape, but obviously I'm a straight man, so I can't understand what it's like to be attracted to men. But as a woman, or I have a lot of friends who are gay who are attracted to men. I will never understand it because as someone in my own body where I at least put effort into myself, I'm disgusting. Like I smell, I am hairy, I look at myself and I'm like, who could possibly be attracted to me? I'm a guy. I have a short fuse. You know, I don't get too angry, but like I'm insecure. I have difficulty talking about how I actually feel. My question is, what do you like about men? What is it?
You know, still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's unfortunate because I'm like, I want to find a man, but like, it just isn't working out. And I feel like good things come to those who wait and I refuse to settle. So we're going to see how it goes. But I mean, guys have like some good redeeming qualities about them, I would say. They're like, I'm at a loss for what those are exactly at this time, but.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Jared, that was a long-winded way of saying that guys just suck, I guess, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
It is true. I think like it's funny because like obviously you like your friends and everything, but I would say on average, the average guy really sucks. You know what I mean? I agree with what you were saying, the whole overarching point of what you were trying to make there, Jared. But yeah.
Well, think about it from so when there's a guy that's single who's looking for a female partner, I feel like there are a lot of girls who say, I have the perfect person for you. Comparably, if there's a girl single and you have a guy friend and she's looking for a guy, the guy would say, you don't want to date any of my friends. They're all, 12-year-olds. And you could do a lot better. Don't date my friends. So I feel like that pretty much sums it up. Exactly what I was thinking earlier. But anywho, it's funny. First of all, Taj Wan, do you like being called Taj? I noticed that Dean said that.
Yeah, Taj for short. Taj, I feel like my mom called me Taj Juan. Everyone else calls me Taj. So.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, yeah. I'll keep. Well, Taj, it's funny that you talk about work ethic because I have a question for you. Say you're doing a job for like, I don't know, 20, 25 years. You were excelling. You were at the top, arguably the GOAT of whatever industry you did. You were the GOAT of real estate.
I feel like I know where this is going.
A natural
Let me please get to the point I was making. So you found a partner who supported you, who's there with you, but then said, listen, I want you to retire. I want you to be with the family more. But you, for 20 years, built up, like, has done things that no other real estate agent has ever done, and you are in such a good place, and you know you can do it for longer. And you've worked so hard to get here. And your partner was like, I don't care. I want you to retire and spend more time with your family, even though you probably already have a decent work, you know, family life balance. How would you feel?
We're going to get to Taj Juan's answer right after this break.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black led brand, we make room for another Black led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, welcome back from the break. Taj, what's your answer to this just incredibly natural scenario that Jared painted for us?
Yeah, no, my answer would be you can f off. Like, if I'm excelling in my career, I feel like as my partner in life, you should be supportive of that. And if you aren't, then like, go live your life, be happy. I feel like that's all that matters at the end of the day. But yeah, no one's ever going to be able to tell me what I can and can't do. I don't care how long we've been married.
Huh.
Well, Taj, do you know?
Interesting.
Do you know what Jared's talking about right now?
Oh, he's definitely talking about Brady. Come on.
Okay, you know,
guys,
that. Okay,
it gotcha. Wasn't
it's all over sure. the news.
It wasn't even in my head. It was honestly just an honest question. You said you're such a hard worker, but now that you mention it, there is something going on in the football pop culture world where the headline all over the place is that Tom Brady and his wife Gisele Bündchen have hired divorce lawyers. So the story that I heard was that Gisele hired a divorce lawyer first and then Brady hired his. Somebody, Hannah, is asking, Dean, what would What would you do if Kaylin told you to stop skydiving or doing something that you love? Would that be a deal breaker for you?
It wouldn't be a deal breaker for me. I would just tell her tough cookies.
Well,
you know, I kind of agree with what you were saying earlier, where it's like, it's not like that necessarily excelling, but you should have a partner that encourages you to do the things that you want to do, even if that, it's different because, like, I guess, is it different? The way that I think about it is Giselle and Tom Brady they've unlocked an infinite money glitch and they're going to be fine for the rest of their lives. Money's not an issue. And so it's like, Tom could quit football tomorrow. Giselle could quit modeling tomorrow and they would be perfectly fine for the next 10 generations. But like, Tom's not doing it for the money at this point. He's doing it because he loves it, which almost makes it even worse. Like, if he wants to play football, he should be able to play football. But at the same time too, like, if Giselle wants a husband that's around more often, she should have a husband that's around more often. So I don't know. It's a pretty tricky situation, I guess.
So from People, 21 hours ago, the headline goes, Giselle Bundchen has been working with a divorce lawyer for weeks amid marriage troubles with husband Tom Brady. So I think from what I'm hearing is that Giselle, and this is speculation, these are from like people in the area that are somewhat connected to the Brady camp because Brady was so integrated. And then because of my bachelor status, I've been able to talk to some people locally. It feels like Giselle is done. She's over it. She is tired of Tom and football. And there's a lot going on. It's not just about football, but I think it feels that Giselle is the one who's like, it's over. And like, she's the one who's really, really making sure that they are getting divorced. So that makes me sad. Anyway, let me read the article really quickly. So Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen seem to be heading to the end zone. Oh, that's funny. Also quite sad. Both have retained divorce lawyers. Multiple sources have told Page Six exclusively. I don't know how that's exclusive, seeing it's all over the place. Now, the couple had been living separately for the past couple months following an epic fight. That's what also I heard. And now they're apparently looking at dividing up their multi-million dollar empire. Quote, I never actually thought this argument would be the end of them, but it looks like it is, one source in the know tells Page Six. Quote, I don't think there will be any coming back now. They both have lawyers and are looking at what a split will entail, who gets what, and what the finances will be. Now, the seven-time Super Bowl champion, who is now 45 in the Super Bowl, supermodel, Giselle, 42, say both are very involved in their children's lives and would share joint custody in any separation. The couple would likely file for divorce in Florida, as that's where they are primarily based. Another source who knows the couple confirmed they are looking at dividing their assets, which includes a $26 million property portfolio. There has to be more going on. There's no way this is because he retired and then unretired. There's no way. And if it is that, then that is insanity, because most likely he's going to retire after this year anyway. He came back. He's playing fine. He's definitely not at the top of his game. And I don't think it's age related. I think because he's just got a lot going on. Like, when he came back from that 11-day absence and that his photo went viral, everybody thought he got plastic surgery, which maybe he did get some work done. But looking at him, this is going to sound so creepy, but I do feel like there are very few people who know Tom Brady's mannerisms more than myself, just because I've been watching the guy and I've seen every freaking interview with him over the past 20 years. Okay. Seeing him on the field, off the field, the way he's carrying himself, like, you can tell that there is just this disconnect. There is a disconnect, and it obviously stems from what's going on at home. And I feel, it would suck so badly if he gets divorced and retires in the same year. So selfishly, I'm thinking, you know, now that he's potentially single, is he playing for a few more years?
That's what I would think. I think the divorce means he's got at least 3 more years left in the tank.
I'm not going to say that would make me happy, because that's just wrong. But I wouldn't be sad if he played for a few more years.
I don't know. I don't think it's wrong. I think if the whole reason he was going to retire was because he was going to spend more time with his family, and now that the family is broken in half.
I think that's so overplayed at this point? Do we honestly, you know, is he the most present father? Like, is he there 100% of the time? No, because he has another job. Oh, I understand that. But do I think for one second that Tom Brady is a distant father from what I've seen and gathered? No, I don't think that for one second. Now, I'm not in the family, no, so I could be wrong. But it feels like he's a very present, loving father. The kids are always there with the games. Like, you see him go on vacations with them, and you see him, he's traveling and looking at schools for them, and he goes to New York to visit his son, Jack, who he had from a previous relationship. Like, it feels like he's still very much of a present father. So I understand when Giselle says, hey, I want you at home more, because not only do I want you to spend more time with our family, but, like, I want to do other things. How much money do you guys have? Like, how can you not hire help to deal with the kids? So, Giselle, you can do what you need to do for work. Tom does what he needs to do for work. And then you guys both have family time and help, you know, and raise your kids and be there for them. Like, it just feels like, are you the only couple in the world that both parents have to work? It's factual. That is incorrect. There are many, growing up, both my parents worked. You know, Dawson growing up, both his parents will be working, you know, and that's where we try to get help and we try to figure out, okay, like, we'll have a babysitter here. Like, two of my closest friends in Rhode Island, I know for a fact they have nannies Monday through Friday because they work 9 to 5. Both of them do. Like, it's just the way it goes. So anyway, this is a long way of saying that if it is because he is continuing to play football, even though he's going to retire before he's even 50, which is an anomaly because everybody else in the world retires when they're 65. It can't be just because of football. It can't be. And if it is, that's crazy.
Dang, that was a lot. I don't think I've ever seen you so worked up about anything in my life before.
I'm very passionate about this subject.
No, you do make a lot of good points, though. I agree with basically everything you said. And I agree, it's got to be something bigger than football. But they're using football as, like, the crutch to lean on.
Yeah, maybe. Then that's sad too. That shouldn't be the crutch to lean on. Just like, if, you know, I don't know. I mean,
does it change your opinion of Brady at all? This whole situation. Do you think of him any more, any less of a idol? I guess.
No, not at all. I mean, I feel bad. I feel because I love Tom so much.
Fangirling over here.
Oh my God. I have more
Whatever the escalation of fangirling is. Yes,
yeah, that's well and times that by 10. But it's just more, I feel bad. Like, this sucks, man, because it's very clear that this is impacting his on-field performance. So you're telling me that his last year in the NFL won't be as great as it could be because everything that's happening off the field. Oh, and by the way, you'll retire and be divorced right around the same time. That sucks. I hope that's not the case. So hopefully, I don't know. And plus, why there has to be more than football, because it feels like Brady's going to retire after this year. Even Pro Football Focus had a report before the year began that said, like, this is Tom Brady's last season, his farewell tour, so to speak. I'm curious if Brady was putting that out there to be like, hey, Giselle, only one more year. That's it. Just one more year. Hold on. Let's not get divorced. I'm wondering now, in hindsight, if that was Brady going to the press and being like, listen, like, this is my last year. Make it known. Make it known that it's my last year. And then hopefully Giselle, like, will believe me when it's not just coming from me, but it's coming from all these reporters saying he's done, he's done, he's done. But if they're still getting divorced, it's crazy. It's crazy. I feel bad for the kids too.
Yeah, the kids. I do want to say to relate it from Tom Brady and Giselle's obviously unachievable life to my own. I played golf this past weekend. I played on a Saturday and I played on a Sunday. And Jared, I'm sure that's been a while for you to be able to do something like that.
But, it's been a little while.
On Saturday, I played pretty well. I shot an 82, which is pretty good for me.
That's great.
I'd say that's one of my better scores. And then Saturday night, Kaylin and I got in a big argument with each other. And I was like sleeping over at my friend's house playing video games with him. And she was like, I want you to come home. I want you to snuggle and all this stuff. So we got in this big argument. I was like, I'm not coming over to snuggle. I'm playing with video games with Josh, blah, 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 blah. And we were both like upset with each other because for obvious whatever reasons. And then Sunday I go to play golf and I shot like a 95. and nothing was different. If anything, I should have shot a better score because I had, you know, practiced the day before. But the only thing that was different was my mental game was way off. And so I see why Tom isn't playing as well this season as maybe in years past he would have. Because mentally, whether he's distracted, whether he's upset, whatever it is, it has a big effect on you. If it has an effect on me as a very bad golfer, it's going to have effect that people are playing at the highest level. You know what I mean?
I like that analogy. Tom Brady playing football and Dean Unger playing golf. Very similar. Two very similar things.
Taj, what's your take on all this? I got
to
know.
No, I feel like I see both sides. But I feel like Tom should be able to play the sport that he loves and be supported in that. But also, I can see and understand, like, you want, on Giselle's side, you want your husband to be there and raising the family together. So, I mean, I feel like they have so much money that they could figure it out. Right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It has nothing to do with like the sports or modeling or careers. Like, they have so much money that it shouldn't even be an issue. Like, you can work it out. That's my perspective.
Yeah. That's why I think it has to be more than football. There's no way that they can't, because it's almost done. I mean, he's so much closer to retirement than he is at the peak of his career, that you're telling me that even if it was about football, Giselle couldn't say, okay, 2 more years and then you're done. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard. It just sucks.
That's a good point you make too. It's like, if he doesn't retire this year, it'll be next year. If it's not next year, it'll be the year after, whatever. However soon it's going to be for him to retire.
It's going to be soon.
It's coming it's pretty soon. And you're going to tell me you're going to stick with this guy for 20 plus years as he's in the NFL. And then at the very end, you're going to be like, sorry, you're working too much. It's just that does seem fishy. So there is definitely something bigger. Right. It doesn't make sense.
So that's why I think I'm nervous, because I'm nervous more things will come out. And I'm not that Tom did anything wrong. I don't think he did anything wrong, but I could see it just being a he said, she said scenario. And I don't want it to get ugly. And I feel bad if it starts getting ugly at all. And that's what I'm nervous about, that it comes out that, you know, Giselle says something and then Tom doesn't want to address it because he wants to try to be the bigger man. But then it's like he says something. I don't know. That's what I don't want it to go down that road. And it sucks if it does, especially like you said, like his kids are born into so much money. They're going to be fine for the rest of their lives. Their dad is Tom Brady and their mom is Giselle Bundchen. Like, I mean, come on. They have it pretty good. Having said that, you know, if they go to school, I mean, like, that's Tom Brady's kid. That's Giselle Bundchen's kid. Like, if I was, that's all I would talk about with his friends. And so that's got to be tough to be like, you know, oh, your mom's and dad's getting divorced, huh? And having everybody know exactly what's going on. That would be tough.
Right. The publicity of it all. I can see that.
You know, that causes some, that can cause some stuff. Anyway.
I'm sorry to cut you off entirely.
No, go.
I've got a question for you, because Dawson's going to be quite a public figure, you know, like, what's your take on all that?
It was very exciting because Dawson made his TV debut on Tuesday night. They showed.
Oh, it was a great picture. Actually, I meant to bring that up. You guys chose a very cute picture of him.
Yes, he looked adorable. It was really cool. That was a cool moment when they showed his picture up there. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think Ashley and I have given really too much thought about it. You know, everybody asks, will Dawson be allowed to watch Paradise? And of course he will at some point if he ever wants to when he's a little bit older, which I kind of like, because of course people have tweeted at us saying that Jared and Ashley shouldn't be a couple to look up to. All she did was cry for him. He rejected her. That's not something you want to look up to. To which I would completely argue that point. Because sorry that we had rough patches, and a lot of our rough patches was aired on TV. Sorry that you have a perfect relationship and it was perfect since the day that you two met. And that you guys never had to overcome any obstacles and it was always loving and you never had any issues. Shut up. That's what I have to say about that. Sorry, I didn't mean to
Wait,
be that
Wait, who
mean.
Are we talking about? Who
Just
didn't have any issues?
People tweeting at me.
Because, oh, I see.
Because they'll say, because when we walked in, of course, people, you know, on Paradise, they made it sound like, oh, you know, you can have what Jared and Ashley have. And they said, well, why would you want that? One girl's crying, the other one rejected you. And it's like, you know what? Everybody, I'm actually excited to a certain extent to have Dawson watch Paradise, because he'll learn that mom and dad love each other very much. And there were trouble. There were bad times in our relationship before we got together. And we worked through things and we came together. We ended up growing more in love because of it. And we did have issues and we were able to overcome that and find something wonderful on the other end. And in your life, you're going to find obstacles, even with the person that you fall in love with and the person that you end up being with, hopefully for the rest of your life. There will be issues. There will be times where you're like, is it worth it? Should we be together? Like, you'll doubt yourself. And that's what life and love is all about, is working together and being half of a whole and making sure that you put each other first. Like, that expression of putting one another, like putting each other first, to me, one of the ways that you put your significant other first is remembering that in the bad times and when you are arguing and you do have issues in your relationship, and remembering, okay, I still have to remember that, like, we can work towards this, instead of just being like, nope, it's over, I don't want to be together anymore. Like, of course, there's a certain line that you have to balance. They'll get to a point where you say, okay, are we more unhappy than happy? But anyway, that was my whole venting about that. People, you know, anybody who tweeted
You make a lot of good points. A lot of the people that say the most stuff online are the ones with the biggest issues that are going on in their lives. Like, let he who's without sin cast the first stone, right? That kind of thing. Like, these people are just as guilty of all these things, but just because they're watching you on TV do these things gives them the high ability, I guess, to go on and be critical of everything.
So. Yeah. Taj, this is how that works. That's how this works on this podcast. Usually it takes me about 3 minutes to say something that Dean can narrow down in about 15 seconds.
No, I like seeing you worked up like this. Yeah. It's either Tom Brady and Giselle or this that gets you so worked up, and I'll sit back and just let you do your thing. I love it.
Well,
with your spark notes.
Seriously. So we have Colin. So that's going to do it for this week's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. Taj, thank you so much for joining us. You're going to stick around for Thursday's episode with our callers, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. I'll be here.
Perfect. So we have 3 callers calling in on Thursday to talk about all the things that they suck about in dating. Dean, you're awesome. Everybody listening, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It means the world to us. Make sure you tune in Thursday and next week, where hopefully we all suck just a little less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Love at First Sight still exists. It's available at your local shelter.
This June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too.
Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.